Okay, we'll call the National Finance Committee meeting to order. I'll go ahead and call roll. Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
Baruti Bidiaco.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Rob Robinson. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
By some sense of a small miracle, we have a quorum. And so I'll request approval of the agenda, which I sent out on multiple occasions. Any objections or corrections or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Approval of minutes from Jane graciously had forwarded me, and I forwarded them to you about a week and a half ago. Any objections to approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which would include both the executive session and general session? Hearing none, the minutes are approved, and Jane, I thank you very much for doing that. She did that on a volunteer basis. We don't have a secretary, and so before we go any further, could I entice someone into doing it this particular meeting? Maybe we ought to just change for each month, you know, since nobody really wanted to run for secretary. Any takers? Somebody step up. I know. There's somebody out there. Besides Jane, and she did a great job, but it's not fair for her to have to do it again. And I can't do it. I'll do it, but, you know, if I talk and write at the same time, that's a very difficult task for me. Anybody want to take minutes? Okay, well, I'll take them then. Everybody's still there. Okay. All right. If we look at the agenda, the next item on the agenda was for an executive session, and I had drafted a outline which really wasn't intended just to be applying to executive session, but an outline for discussion for tonight, which would include both executive and general session items. I don't know what number we're on in terms of whether can we move forward with an executive session on this number, or do we have to call into some other number?
It would be another number.
May I make a suggestion or a motion?
Sherry?
That we, I guess it's a strategic thing that you want to deal with what's on the executive session first, I take it. So never mind, I'm going to not make
it. Well, the issues that I think are more pressing on executive session issues are cash flow crisis issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we want to take that up now, then we're going to have to all get, and I apologize, I'm a little green at this. What I probably should have done is just notice it first for executive session. We call into that number, and then we
right.
move on to general.
Right.
And I apologize for that. I'm only showing my noviceness in terms of these phone conferences. And I'll do that the next time. But I guess what we need to do is hang up. But before we hang up.
Who's here?
Rob, is that you? Did you just join us?
Yeah, I just joined you.
Welcome, Rob.
Thank you.
We need to, I guess, do what we did last time and just hang up and call into the executive session number. But before we do that, I got to get an understanding of what that number is.
And you need it by email, not on the web stream.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Lonnie, you had given us or sent out the new numbers.
Yes, and executive finance is the one that we would be using.
Executive finance. Well, there's four numbers on this thing.
Jeez.
And that's
nothing
what's
has
confusing.
Identified as that. Yeah.
Oh, that number is identical, and it's the number on the top line.
Well, and I'm
no,
in my car
numbers
on
the top line, separated by 10 digits, and it's not clear which is the one that we should be calling. It's the first or the second number before the phone number.
That's correct. Rob's correct because the numbers are different.
Yeah.
Which number
well,
is it, Lonnie?
All the numbers begin with 1-877, and the executive, the first number is for the leader code, the second is for a participant. I suggest we use participants.
Oh,
Lonnie, you sent out an email with four numbers on it, four access code numbers on it.
Right, Michael.
Which
what
access
telling
code
you
number?
The number for you to call is the second number.
The second number on the first line?
Yes.
Okay. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Summer Reese. I'm in my car on a cell phone on the way to the station because we have a general manager search committee meeting scheduled for the exact same time. So maybe, Grace, can you call me with the code, please?
Is it the first or the second top number?
The
second top number.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
I got it.
So we'll hang up. We'll see you back in a second.
Thank you.
Hey, Courtney. What a jerk.